What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. It is Saturday, beautiful Saturday night, everybody. I just finished work and I feel good. Can I tell somebody I feel good? I'm going to say it again one more time. I feel good. And it was so much going on in the shop today, like with all the news and the chaos. And I asked a couple of clients, did they hear my podcast last night? And one of them told me that she did. And it's just been this uproar with everything that's going on. R. Kelly is now out of jail, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not sure what's gonna happen with that. And at this point, I don't even care. I literally got on here to talk about a specific thing to help you, right? So forget everything that's happening in society and whatever is going on. Let's talk about you. So I'm literally about to, you know what I'm saying, get my wax on, you know what I mean? This ain't no promo, but I got this koala wax. It's spelled K-O-L-U-A, wax. And it is just doing its thing right now. Like, what I do is this. I put I have like a wax tray or whatever. And I mean, whatever the wax thing that you use or whatever. So I use that and I'm getting it hot. So I put the beads inside of there. So with these hard wax beads, you gotta like get it to where it's actually melted so that way it can, like, you know, get on your skin. And once it gets on your skin, it'll be really smooth as it goes on. But the thing is, you know, it can't be too hot, so you just gotta really, really watch it. What I like to do is I like to turn it on, get it really hot, get the little pot thing really, really hot. And then I like to fill it up with the beads inside. So I fill it all the way up with the beads. So it's very little sprinkles of the beads. You know what I'm saying? Little animation for y'all so y'all can see it. You know what I'm saying? Because I want y'all to be here. And that's when I tell my stories. I tell my stories so that you can just really be in it. Because my goal is this. I literally want you to, like, my audience are the people who's in their car when they wake up in the morning. Just what can Naima say to me today to uplift me? Or how can I look at this in a different perspective that I didn't see? And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about bringing different perspectives, everybody in on just being able to see the bigger picture. And 9 times out of 10, the bigger picture is just growing and just what that looks like, whatever you take it as, whatever, you know, however I deliver it. And I'm really excited about it. So listen. I'm so excited. So as I put this hard wax beads inside of this pot that is getting hot, right, and is really, really starting to get hot, I realized that even though the beads are not in their circular form, you know, piece by piece, where if I throw it, it can just go anywhere, and then it's so useless. If you look at it and I pick it up, me holding this bead in my hand, did you hear it? Me here, holding this bead in my hand, it's useless. Like, what it says is gonna produce on a bag is absolutely, if I'm just holding it in my hand, I'm going somewhere with this, guys. I'm going somewhere with this. And a lot of you guys who know me know I'm going somewhere with this. If I just hold this wax bead in my hand, it is freaking useless. I can't put it on my brow. I can't put it under my arm. It's not gonna remove any hair. It's useless. But if I heat it with water, shandala bandala, if I put this bead in the heat, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to understand that it is pressure that is going to take you to the next level. If you can't stand the pressure, then you are useless to the world. And I am just really trying to get you to see that if it wasn't for the pressure, if it wasn't for the heat, if it wasn't for those things that you feel like you are being, that you need to be pressed in. Do you know where depression comes from? Depression comes from when you are not pressing into your destination, when you are not pressing into everything that God has for you. So that's where depression comes from, because you are depressing from everything that God has for you. You have to press into the heat so that you can then change form. So when they say, I am not the person who I used to be, I am not the same person. Yes, I have changed. When everybody around you, it looks at you and everybody around you says, you're not the same person, you're different, or I can't put my finger on it, or you're just different, you just glow a little better, your glow girl is on you, sis, what's good, sis? Give me some of that glow. And it's a different trajectory because there's been heat. There's been heat. I just think about me working out, right? And when I'm running, I'm hot. There's an heat happening. And in that, if I continue to press, if I continue the good fight, if I eat my broccoli, somebody not hearing me, eat your broccoli now. Just eat your broccoli. Okay, if I eat my broccoli, then I am going to take myself to another level, and then I am going to change, and I'm going to be able to be transformed, and I'm going to be able to be used in the right way for the highest bidder. Some of y'all didn't catch that. All right, so I just wanted to just really just show you guys just an analogy of what that look, what does it look like in your life to be pressed? What does it look like in your life to be put to the fire, to say, I'm melting, this is hot? What does that look like? Close your eyes, just a minute. Close your eyes and just imagine. What that actually looks like. What does the press look like in your life? What does the pressure look like in your life? It's deep. It's deep. Because we're all objects. We're all form. All of us. So what does it look like to be this bead, right? Let's just take this little bead. What does it look like to get into the fire and change form, to be used by God, for God, to be used by the world, to be used by people who are in need? What value do you have amongst these people in this world? Where is your value? Like, how do you value yourself? That's what I mean by like, where? Like, I'm personally asking you, how do you value yourself? And once we get to that place where we realize that we're worth more, we'll do better every single day, bruh. You did bad today. It's good. You're good. Good money. You acknowledged it, bro. I'm proud of you. You acknowledged it. So where do we go from here? How do we get better? How do we get better? And I think that's just by analyzing yourself every single day. Analyzing literally, from when you wake up in the morning. Okay, I woke up this morning. What time did I wake up? Oh, I woke up this morning at 7:23. I could have did better tomorrow. Tomorrow we're gonna try for, let's say, 6:20 every day. Baby steps, whatever it is. Oh, today I had bread twice. You know what? Tomorrow I am going to not have bread. I mean, like, that would be the logical thing. But, you know, maybe you can't do that. So because you had bread twice today, just have bread once tomorrow. You don't, it's really, really not a hop, skip, and a jump to success. Like, that's just, yeah. It takes time. But you can definitely get there. There's no way that it's impossible for you to get there when you just self-evaluate yourself every single day and say, I don't care. Like, this is what I want. I want to be better every single day. So what does that look like? Listening to the Naima B Show. Getting encouraged, getting inspired. There's so many people. I actually don't really know many people on podcasts. I never really listen to anybody else's podcast. Just because I never really had time. I just really love talking. So that's why I get on here every single day and give you guys a great show. But I would love to even look at some other people's podcasts, but I do listen to YouTubes like all day long. And Alan Watts right now is my top favorite right now. There's so many people that I go through, but Alan Watts is definitely like just the only person on repeat right now. And it can literally vary from all different types of people. It could vary from Oprah to T.D. Jakes to last week Sarah Jakes was my just life. Yeah, Sarah Jakes was just so on everything. Like, Sarah Jakes was on my entire, like, last week. She really was. But super excited, guys, to be on here. I am about to put this wax on me, and it's hot. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.